Viter and Shaspir and Daf Yud Zayin, picking up on Yud Zayin, five lines down, last word in line, key. So until now, we said yesterday that Rav Asi had said that if a goy marries a Jewish girl, now the general rule is that we know it goes after the mothers, right? So we see here, if the goy marries a Jewish girl, we have to be worried that it's a valid kiddushin. The question is, why? It's a guy. If it's a bad kiddush, you need to get rid of it. Why is that? If it's a guy, it should be meaningless, shouldn't mean a thing, shouldn't need to get. And so, you know why? Because maybe we're talking about a case over here that it's the man was actually from the Ten Shvatim, and he had a child with a goita, a non-Jewish woman. So you would have thought, okay, that's nothing, right? The answer is not necessarily. When the man from the Ten Shvatim is with a goita, we say that that kid, according to Rav Asi, is a mamzer. And this mamzer now marries a Jewish girl, and kiddushin is tofes. Therefore, she would need a get. We are choshes al kiddushin. The Gemara then asks, well, hold on a second. What are you worried about? Every time a guy marries a Jew, that's going to be the case. Kol haparshim ruba kaparsh. Any time that something comes about, it comes from the rove, and the rove in the world are guy. Therefore, why should it be chilshesh? And there's no need to actually have a get. So the Gemara says, no, because we're dealing with the case here. We know that kol kavua kamechsal mechsadami, anything which is kavua in a set place is like 50-50. And this is the place. These were the towns where the ten shvatim were exiled to. So being that that's the case, that's where we left off with. Now the Gemara takes it from there. And says, four lines up, down, last word. Ki amritza kami de Shmuel. When Rav Yehuda comes along and he said this din in front of Shmuel, and he came over and he told him this whole idea in front of Rav Asi. I'm sorry. When Rav Yehuda said the din of Asi to Shmuel, this is after Rav Asi died, Amar Li, he said back to him, Bincha haba min Yisraelis kari bincha. When you have a son that comes from a Jewish woman, that's called your son. But a kid that's coming from a non-Jewish woman is not called your son. Ela bina, it's called her son, and it's not even Jewish. This kid, therefore, doesn't become a mamzer. He's a guy. So there's no need to be choshen for kiddushin altogether. So, nice try. Hold on one second. What about the fact that they're girls? And maybe this kid who married the Jewish girl is a product of a 10-tribe Jewish girl with a guy, right? Which, therefore, is Jewish. And therefore, we're choshen for Kedushin. And she would need to get. Right? From Ravina, Shmamina, Ben Bidcha, Haba, Mina, Ovikochavim, Kari Bincha. That if you have a son of a woman that comes from your daughter's son that comes from a guy is still called it's called the son, and it's called Jewish because it came from the mama. Therefore, Rav Asi is good. You should be choshen for kiddushin over here because maybe come from a Jewish person, and therefore they're all Jewish. Says Gemara, nope, can't be. You know why? Because Gemira, we have a tradition. The Benasa, the Ahudara, it's Sarui, it's Sari. The women that came in that generation, they were in a lot of pain through traveling and through being chucked out of the place, and it caused them to not be able to have any children. And since they couldn't have any children, it must have come from a Jewish man and a goita, and therefore not choshen kiddushin, and therefore no get. That was all version number one. Then we now have version number two. Igadami, some say, Ki amrisa kami de Shmuel, when he came along and he said this din of Rav Asi de Shmuel, Amar Li, he said back to him, he rejected him, saying, Lo zazu mishama ad shasam ovet gechavim gemurim, we didn't leave him there until to say that they were all goyim. Even if it came from a Jewish woman, wow, even the mother, and the guy is a goy. Why? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Bahashem bagadu ki banim zarim yaladu." They betrayed Hashem, and they had children that were considered zarim. So in this case, even if it came from a woman, it's not going to be the case that they're Jewish, not considered Jewish, and therefore they are they're all goyim, and there's no chashash for kedushin. So he's clearly arguing with Rav Asi. Now we go back to the discussion we had about Talmud. Right? We said by Talmud yesterday we don't accept gerim from there, right? Because they are Jewish mamzerim coming from goyim who are with Jewish girls, right? And that we discussed where it came from. So Yosef Acharei of Kahana, Yosef Kahana Kamei of Yehuda, Yosef Garmi said the following: Asidim Yisrael da Odu Yamatavu ki Charvei Talmud. In the future, they're going to make a party. Yeah, I said party. I meant to say party, but a party. When what? When they destroy Talmud. Because right, when they destroy Talmud, they're going to get rid of all the mamzerim, and we're not going to have all the problems of mamzerim that are coming into Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Mishum do mamzerim him umetamim be Yisrael, apostle, so I make everybody tame. Frankly, the Mar of Ahakari, if Talmud is already destroyed. No, Hahi Talmud Havai. There's a different place called Talmud. If Ashiyam, Haini Talmud, Haini Talmud, they're actually the same place. Ichfili Hudim Ichbal. But It kept doubling up in one place to the next. Rashi says, "Kishachar v'mikan nichpala v'nivneis mikan." When one side of it got destroyed, the other side got built up, and so on and so forth. There's a Gemara now says, "Char v'mehagisa also mehagisa v'char v'mehagisa also mehagisa," and therefore it never really got destroyed because it kept replenishing itself. Yosef Rebbe Mnuna came to Ula. He came and said in front of Ula, "V'kahave b'shmeitza," and. Oh, and he was asking questions. Rashi says, "Makshe v'kahavi," means Makshe was asking questions about things that they were stagging. Amar, he said, "Ma gavre u'ma gavre." He says, "Wow, what a guy! This guy is a big deal." The Bach says, "Ma gavre u'ma guvre." He's such an amazing person. He's got great questions back and forth. Ilav da harpanya masay. If only it was ilav da harpanya masay. If only it would be that he wasn't from this town. Rashi says, "She'ena miyuchasim." This place harpanya is a place with no miyuchas, that the lineage is all tainted, all messed up, much of Mamzerim and different things like that. If only he wasn't from there. Ichse, if he saw that Rav Mnuna got all embarrassed. Amalei, so Ula says to him, "Kesef gulgalta lehichiyav," so where do you pay your tax? Then every person has to be taxed for where they are. Where do you pay? So Amalei says, "Lefum Nara, I pay to Lefum Nara." He says, "Oh, Amalei, if that's Imkain, Mipum Nara, then you're from Pum Nara. You're not from this place, Harpanya, is where I thought he was." He thought he was from Harpanya, which is a place which is all Mamzerim. Therefore, he was trying to warn people not to marry him. And then when he saw he got embarrassed, he's like, "Wow, only Jews get embarrassed, right?" So he said, "It must be that he's not from there. Where are you from?" And then he realized where he is. He's actually a good guy. And therefore, he publicly announced that. "My Arpanya." Now, what's Arpanya? "I'm Reb Zera Har Shakol Ponobo." It's a mountain that everybody turns to. Rashi says, "Meaning Kol Psulin Shein Motzin Isha Ponobo Olchem Shanim." Anyway, it's possible. Can't find a wife. They go to that place because that's where they were found. All the Har Shakol Ponobo. And we have a Brisa that brings it up, that backs it up. Basista Tana. Kol Shein Makir Mishpachto Vashifto Niftel Shalim, who doesn't know his family, his mishpacha, his tribe, they would go over there to go get married. Amar Rav says, and it's so intense to be from there. In other words, these people that are not miyuchas and end up being like mamzerim, it's pretty much like a life sentence. Vi amuka mishol, it's even deeper than Sha'ol, like Gehenim. Rashi says, v'ra'o ledavar zeh yosem Gehenim, it's worse than Gehenim. Dilu yod Gehenim, anyone goes to Gehenim, he gets the kanta, he leaves his way out. Tachsev miyad Sha'ol, if Dame from the hands of Sha'ol, which is parts of Gehenna, I'm going to redeem them. Mimavah segalim, from death, I'm going to let me say it. They'll be saved. V'ilu psulei didhu lesu takana. But these people, they have no takana. Shenemar miyad Sha'ol if Dame mimavah segalim. V'ilu psul didhu lesu takana. There's no takana. Now, when we spoke about Tarmod, and we said that the people there, they're Mamzerim, one of the reasons we said is because they came from the Avadim of Shlomo, who are very rich, and therefore they're able to marry the girls and create Mamzerim. So now we see how we go into other places. Psule Darpanya, Mishum Psule de Meshon. They came from a place called Meshon. Ashish Shekrova, that's very close to there, and they got all mixed up over there. And the Gemara says in the fourth paragraph of Kedushin, Psuli Darpanya Mishum Psuli Demeshon, Psuli Demeshon Mishum Psuli De Tarmod, all started from Tarmod. Psuli De Tarmod Mishum Avdei Shlomo, Vahayim Darmein Shem, that's what people say, Kaba Rabba V'Kaba Zuta Migandar V'Ozil Lishol. What Rashi explains, we have a small psul or a big psul. Everyone ends down by Sha'ol. Umi Sha'ol, the Tarmod. From there you go to Tarmod, even lower. Umi Tarmod, mi Lameshan. Umi Meshan, Arpanya. And eventually everybody ends up by Arpanya, which is the lowest of the low. Okay, Hajjan Allah, Hamisha, say Nashin. This is a tremendous simcha. We should mamish make a seam now, but let's quickly Hajjan Allah, as we say we're going to, and I'll take a look at that. Beis Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hamisha, say Nashin, Potter, Sarah, saying. Now we were Yotze Zion that we said we're going to go back, and we did. Let's go weiter to the next parak. Okay, weiter. We're now in parak Beis, the second parak of Mesechus Yevamos. Ketzad. Here we go. So, we had discussed one of the cases that was brought in the 15 cases in the first Mishnah that we saw was Ketzad. Oops, sorry about that. Was about Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo. Was the wife of the brother that he was not in the world. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi's not yet born. Reuven is married and he dies. His wife falls to Yibam. And then Levi is born. And now it goes and he falls to Yibam, to Shimon. That's called Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo. He wasn't alive at the time that Reuven died. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Isser of Eishes Ach, we know a man can't marry his brother's wife. It's suspended though for Yibam, but not in the case where he wasn't alive at the time that they died. So such a case, he's going to be Usser to this person. So now the Mishnah says, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Ba'olamo. What is the case? Shtei Achim U'meis Achim, we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. One of them dies. Reuven dies with no kids. Vanol L'Ach, another one is born. Let's say Levi. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? And then Shimon goes and he does Yibam on Reuven's wife. And then what happens? And then he dies. And now you have Reuven and Shimon are both dead. Shimon had married Reuven's wife only after Reuven, Levi was born. And now we have his other wives also. So you have Shimon leaves over the wife of Reuven and his own wife. They go to Levi. What happens? Harishona, the first one, which we're going to see, the Gemara is going to give a different gear sub, but according to this one, it means Harishona means the first brother, Reuven's wife. Yotza, Mishum Eishas Achiv Shalom Bilama. She goes out because it's a din of Eishas Achiv Shalom Bilama. It's an erva. He's not going to be with her. Vashnia, on the second one, she goes out also. Why? Mishum Sarasa, because of the fact that she is a tsara to that. And therefore, it's a tsaras erva. And she's done. She's out. Also, but Maimer of a mace. But what happens in another case? Reuven dies, and therefore the wife now falls to Shimon. Levi is born, and then Shimon, instead of taking Reuven's wife in marriage, he ends up doing Maimer. Maimer is a derabbanadik of marriage. He does Maimer, and now after that, also but Maimer mace, and then he goes and he dies. Then what happens? Now they both fall to Levi. The first wife, which is from Reuven, can't go to Levi altogether because it's Eishes Ach, and he never have a heter of Yibam there. The second wife, he has to now do Yibam too. But the problem is that since Shimon did Maimer, he created a relationship with the first one. So now we know the second wife ends up being Tsaras Erva Midrabanan because he took her as a, there's a Zika, there's some sort of relationship over there, even though the Gemara is going to discuss whether there is or there isn't Zika. So what happens is he's not allowed to take the first wife and he can't have the second one because of the first one, but he can't get rid of the second one. He can't just walk on the streets because really midaraisa, she's chayef to take her. Therefore, she has to do chalitza. Shnei choletzes v'loim sebemes. He does chalitza and doesn't do yibam. Rashi spells out the reason is, like we explained, it's v'lo miftara mishum tzaras erva, d'lo tzaras mamashi, because not really a tzara. And v'lomisabem is the me'achir kona miktsas v'harviyat tzaras erva v'miktsas midrabanan. There's a connection. Someone says zikim midrabanan. Okay, zog the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, man detani rishona l'mishtabesh. The one that explained and he said harishona, the first wife doesn't go to Levi, etc. Right? That's not mishtabesh. It's not a mistake. There was no issue with his lashon that he had. Man detani shnia l'mishtabesh. Some explain and say, and the second one doesn't go to Levi either. Right? That also works. You know why? Let's break it down. Man detani. Beep, turn the page. Yud Zayin Mabez. Man datana Rishona l'mishtabes, because my Rishona, what does it mean Rishona? It means Rishona l'nefila. It means the first one that falls to Yibam. That means Reuven's first wife that falls to Yibam. And there, and that's what it calls the first one. Man datana Shnia l'mishtabes, didn't make a mistake either in his girsa, because my Shnia, what does it mean Shnia? It means Shnia l'nisuin. The second one that married Shimon, right? Because Shimon was married to a different woman. Reuven Shimon. Reuven's married. Shimon's married, and then Shimon takes Reuven's wife. That means she becomes the second one to him. Either way, everything works. In fact, the Gemara, Milo Askinan de Yibam v'chakach kanas. Or we maybe not talking about a case where Shimon first took the wife of Reuven and then he got married, in which case you can't call it the second one anymore because he's not the second one in marriage either. Elamai Shnia, what does Shnia mean? Shnia b'nisuin, the one who's having her second marriage, right? Because she has her second marriage now by getting married to Shimon, and therefore the Lashon works there also. Rashi says, Shnisa Shnei Pa'amim, Achaz Labal, Vachaz Liyavim, one to Reuven, her husband, and one to Shimon, who was the Yavim. Either way, that was a grammatical thing in different girsos, and everything works. Now the Gemara asks, this idea of Eishes Achiv Shalom Bilamo, Hei Chiksiva, where do we find this, where is it find in the Teira that this is even a problem? Amar Rabbi Yudom Ravi says, Amar Kro Chiziva Pasuk, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, when brothers are there together, Shal Yisalem Yeshiva Achas Balo, means they're there together in the world at the same time, Prat Leishes Achiv Shalom Bilamo, because he wasn't there at the same time, because he wasn't there at the same time as him. And what do we need the word yachtav for? Yachtav, miyuchadam benachla. It has to be brothers that are together in inheritance. Rashi says that means a ruuyin liyarish zedze, in order that they can inherit one from the other. Prat la'achiv meneim. That's excluding if they're brothers from the mama. In other words, have to be brothers that share the same father. Okay, beautiful. That's one way that we know that it doesn't come from the, if it's brothers coming from the same mother, brother from the same mother. but it's got to be rather from another mother from the same father. But from the same mother, from the same mother, but different father, it doesn't work because Yachtov is coming to Yuchad Benachala. Rabbam, another reason, Achim and Av, it's got to be brothers from the father. Yolif Achva, Achva, Mibnei Yaakov. They have a Gezerah Shava of Achva, Achva. It says by Yibam, it says Kiyeshvu Achim Yachtov, and it says by Yosef's brothers, Shneimasar Nachnu Achim Bnei Avinu. But they all share the same father, but not the same mother. Malahalan Mina Av Lomanaim, Avka Mina Av Lomanaim. Says the Gemara of Alelav Achva Achva Me Arayos. Why don't we learn that brotherhood from Arayos? Right, because we know we also have the pasuk that says Ervas Eishes Achicha Lo Segala Ervas Achicha Hu. Rashi says that would teach us what the Me'arayos that Ervas Eishes Achicha is the wife of your brother. V'kaimelun the Kamon Berka Bal Yivinto that Filu Achicha Mina Aim V'lo Mina Av. Even if it's your brother from your mother, not from your father, that what your brother's wife. You can't be with your brother's wife. Y'all. Right. So why don't we learn out the gzeirah shav? The pasuk says ervas eishes achicha lo segala ervas achicha he. So it's your brother. So why don't we learn out from that ki yeshvu achim and then make a gzeirah shava to teach you that yibam even applies by from the same mother. As going no danim achim me achim. We have the word achim, which is plural. Me achim, which is plural. Danim achim me achicha. From an individual. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? My nafkamina, what? It has to be the same word to make a gzeirah shava? Hatan is Rabbi Shmuel, we've learned to many places. Vishava, coin, Ba, coin, to make a gzeirah shava with two different words entirely. One is shav, one is ba, even though they mean the same, since they mean the same thing, therefore we make a gzeirah shava. Vishav means he's going to return, Uba means that he's going to come. Therefore, this document when Kohanim come to check the house of their tzaras, v'shav u'bo, we make gzeir shava. We say zoi shiva, zoi bia. Each one is the same thing, and we make gzeir shava. Even the words are different, so you can make gzeir shava achim to achicha. And which case it would tell you that even from a brother from two brothers from the same mother, even not from the same father, should do yibam from a gzeir shava of the yibam concept of achim and achicha written by that of your brothers from the same mother. Says the Gemara, no, ha, nimili. Even though you're right that you can make, it doesn't have to be exactly the same words. And we'll say uba shav uba. We can compare them. Ha, nimili hecha deleka midah davadamila. When there's nothing which is actually similar to it, aval hecha deika midah davadamila. But there's something which is similar to it, like achim and achim. The midah davadamila you'll find we learn from the thing which is similar. Says the Gemara, valei love achva achva milot. Why don't we learn out brotherly love from Lot? And that will teach you what says Rashi. It is yabiv eishes achi aviv. The wife of your father's brother, Sharei ben Achav Haya, because we know that Lot was his uncle. What's the pasuk? Pasuk says by Lot, it says that Vayomer Avram el Lot al nosihi meriva beini ubeinecha ubein roi ubeinurecha kian Hashem achim anachnu. Therefore, we should learn that achim of Yibam to the achim over here, and learn that you could even do it from your uncle. Oh, look at that. Is it going to know? Mistabra, mibnei Yaakov, havalei lemeilav. It makes sense to learn now from Yaakov. Mishom demufni, because the word achim from the brothers in Yaakov is open in order to darshan. It's free and sitting there in order to go out to darshan from. Midahavalei lemichtav, shneimasar avodecha b'nei avinu. Should have said we're the servants without saying brothers. Uksiv achim, it's his brothers. Shema mina lafnui, it's open to darshan from. So we had one reason to learn out the idea that it's brothers from the same father, because it says yachdav, it's miyuchadim benachal. And we have another one, we make a gezerah shava of achim, achim, from the brothers of Yosef. Ve'itzchuch lemichtav achim, ve'itzchuch lemichtav yachdav, we had to write both of them. Dikas achon achim, we just would have been achim brothers and have a mila leilif achva achva milot. I could have learned that from Lot. V'chitem, you say, no, what do you mean? We already answered that because by Lot, it's not mufni, and by the brothers of Yosef, it is, and therefore we learn that from, but maybe it's also mufni by Lot to learn it from there. If you want to say it's not, then loy afnui mufni. It's not true to say that because loy, certainly, in truth, it is open. Midahavali the mikhtav reyim. It could have said in the pasuk by Lot that we are reyim. Uksiv achim, it says achim. Shema minol afnui that it's open to darshan from. So we can actually learn from Lot or from the brothers. Therefore, kasav achon yachdav to come and tell you that it's got to be those that would inherit one another. Hamu yuchadim enachal, which is not so when it comes to the uncle. The kasav achon yachdav, you just wouldn't written yachdav that it comes from inheritance and have a mina to me yachadei ba'abu ibe ubeima. It's got to be that they're yuchad in a way that they have a father and a mother in such a circumstance. Then you do even, but if not, then no, it's got to be from father and mother. Tzvicha, there you need the word achim to tell you, even if it's not from the father and the mother. Says the Gemara, v'ha mehecha teisi.
take one step back. When we said that tzricha, therefore you have to also say that they share, that it's coming from the old half of a father, if we learn it from Yaakov's sons, because Yaakov's sons shared a father but didn't share a mother. Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You never would have thought that it would be from the father and the mother. Why would you have thought that? Yibam b'nachala tarchan. And we know the idea of yibam, it's dependent on nachala. And what? V'nachalim and avalomineyami. It doesn't come from the mother. So what are you talking about? You wouldn't have to, you actually don't need to have both. So no, Itzach, you still need it. Maybe you would have thought in this case it's different, and it does have to come from the father and mother. Because without these psukim, the sakat that the chamina whole v'chidish, since the whole idea of yibam is a chidish, the kamishtere erva gabe, because we're allowing an erva, you know, this is your brother's wife, it's an erva, we're allowing it to be mutter. It's got to come from the father and the mother. Therefore, it's tzricha. You have to go and teach both the father and the mother. Both in yadim to teach that even if it's only the father and not the mother, then you do yibam. Okay, next. Amar avuna marav. Shomeris yavim shamesa. A shomeris yavim means it's the woman literally guarding the yavim. Means you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to a woman and then Reuven dies. Now that woman who he's married to, let's call her Rachel, she now is shomeris yavim, is waiting to be taken as yavim. That's what she's called, a shomeris yavim. So the din is that shomeris yavim shamesa, let's say she ends up dying, mutter be'ima. He is allowed to go and marry her mother. What we're going to jump into right now is a topic, something known as zika, that there's some sort of bond or some sort of connection and relationship with lock things in. Do we say zika? Do we not say zika? When do we say zika? So Amaravun Rav, shomeris yavim shamesa, if she dies, mutter be'ima, the yavim who could have married her is now allowed to go ahead and marry this dead woman's mother. Now we know that your person's not allowed to marry a woman and her mother. And therefore, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and then Rachel falls to Shimon. So now they fall into a state of Zika. She is waiting for him to take Shemayis Yavim. Now, if he ends up marrying her, he clearly can't marry his mother. And what happens though if she dies? Can he marry the mother or not? That would depend. Did they have a Zika relationship or not? So it says here, Mutter, so Amma, what does he see? Kasavar must be, they holds. Ain Zika, says Rashi, Zika's Yevimto Shemesa, Lo Alima Lemehavika Rusa, Le Aser Imo Love Mishum Chamoso. The Zika, just this guy, what do you mean, Ain Zika? Of course, there was a Zika before. There was some sort of relationship here. She's not allowed to just marry someone else. When Reuven dies, and Rachel now, she can't just go to the Shuk. She's stuck to go to Shimon until there's even a Chalitza. So there is some sort of Zika. The question is whether the Zika is considered like they were engaged to the extent that, you know, you can't go ahead and marry your engaged wife's, your engaged woman's mother, right? That's considered your mother-in-law. So what do we see over here is that it must be, it's not considered that there's a Zika over here. So if Reuven died, immediately Shimon would be usher to Rachel's mother from the fact of Zika. The fact that it didn't happen must be, it's not considered Zika enough that she's usher from her if she ends up dying. He's usher from her if she ends up dying. Now, Velema, that's really what Rav Huna wanted to say. Just say, Halacha kidivreya omer ein zika. The halacha goes according to the one who says that there is no zika. Why you got to say it's such a weird case? Rashi brings it. This is a machlokas that's going to come up in Daf Mem Aleph. There's a discussion over there that says that if you have a Yavama, your Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls, and there's Reuven Shimon Levi Huda, and Rachel ends up falling now to the other brothers. And now what happens? Shimon goes ahead in the meantime and marries Rachel's sister Leah. Oh, fascinating. So Yehuda and Misera says, now don't do any more. Stop right there because there's a Zika. So therefore you can't go and marry her full-fledged because it's considered like Achos Zekukaso. So you have to wait until one of the other brothers does Yibam Chalitza. Once they do that, that Zika's done and you can go marry her. However, we have on the other hand, there's another Tana that argues on it and says that, no, not true. He can go ahead and marry her right now and it's not considered like there's a Zika right now. Must be Rav Huna goes according to that Tana because he says if this Yavama dies, he can go ahead and he can be right away with the mother, right? He's allowed to be doing it. There's no yim, no chalitza. You can go ahead and you're allowed to be with her. The fact that he says that, so what's Rav Huna just say that? Say that halacha follows that Tana, who says that halacha kedivrei omer ein zika. Says, no, yiv amar achi, if we would say yi hava amar achi, havim, you know, said hani midi betray. If there are two other brothers there, so it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So when Rachel now falls, she falls to Rachel, to Shimon and Levi. At that stage, you can go ahead and you can get involved. If we said, Luchas give you Omer in Zika, I would say it's only by the case where there's two other brothers. But if you one, then there is Zika. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to marry the mother-in-law, the in quotes, you know, quote-unquote mother-in-law. So Rav Huna wants to say, no, nope, doesn't make a difference. This woman goes ahead, the Shemeris Yavin, she dies, he's allowed to marry the mother. Doesn't make this, what the difference what the case is, even if it's only one. In fact, the words of Alema Halacha Kedivri Omer, Ein Zika, Afilu Bechad. Let him just say that straight out, even in a case of where there's only one. Rashi points out this is a sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ka'amar le b'perek dalet achim. You see later on that Shomer Siyavim ein yavama mefer nidareha. Right, the Shomer Siyavim until they do yibam, he's not allowed to go ahead and be mefer nidarem. Lo le'echad v'lo l'shtayim. Not if it's there's only one brother there or two brothers. Klomar bein shenafel l'fnei yavam echad bein shenafel l'fnei shtayim. De lo karina be'isha. Not considered a zika. Enough to be able to, because you only annul a wife or a relationship, and there's no zika enough to be able to do such a thing. So why don't we just say that? It says no. Iyamar hachiv, I would have said that. Then have amina afilu mechayim. There's no zika whatsoever for the shomer ziyavim, and then that means that even right now, when she's right in front of me, alive and well, Shimon can go and marry the mother, and that's not true. Kamash malon la'achar misa in, only after she dies can you do that. But mechayim love, she's right alive and kicking right there. You're not allowed to mishum the aser levato mitzvah yavamin, because it can't be mevat. You can't gonna get rid of the whole mitzvah of yibam. Rashi says ve'i nasiv ama ima mechayim mevato lemitzvah legamim yibam chalitza. You're getting rid of the whole mitzvah. There's a mitzvah baliyotcha right now, so you have to take care of that. Can't be mevato things. So only once she dies, and that's why he said it in that interesting lashon. Frak the Gemara, is this even true in the first place, though? The woman dies, you're allowed to go and marry the mother? Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, a Mimtes that says, Yevimto Shemesa Mutter Bachosa. If the Yavama dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. Sounds like it's saying, Bachosa in, but Yimalo, he's not allowed to marry the mother altogether. Nah, the Gemara says, not true. Who I didn't feel with Yima? You can even do the Yima, you can allowed to marry the mother. Why did the Tanan Reisha, since the Reisha of that Mishnah says, Ishto Shemesa Mutter Bachosa, that if one's wife dies, you can marry the sister. But you can never marry the mother, though. Ba'achos ein of abayim alo, as it just said. Da'havi lo yisid ha'raisa, that's the nisid ha'raisa. Even after a person's wife dies, if one's wife dies, you're not allowed to marry the mother. There's nothing to talk about over there. But a sister is not the case, right? Rashi says, chamosa asar achmana v'lo palig in b'chayim bin la'achar misa. The palig ba'achos isha k'dechsev aleha b'chaya. Only when she aleha means b'chaya. Da'havi lo asir b'raisa. Says Gemara back into our Tani Nami Seifa Mutabachosa. It's just a I did the Tani Tani sticker, but it also means you can marry the mother in that particular case. So Rav Huna is good. For Rav Yehuda Amar, he argues. He says Shemer Siyavim Shemesa Aser Beima. It's Aser. Says Gemara Amaka Savi Yezika. Must be holds that there is Zika. Says Gemara. So Vleima Halacha Kedivri Amar is Zika. Why don't you just say the Halacha is like the one that says that there is Zika? Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira, if I'm not mistaken, like we said before. As a Gemara, Iav Amar Achiv would have said that, then Havamina would have thought, Hani Mili Bechad. That only applies if there's Zika, if there's only one. If I'll betray an Ein Zika, but there's two, then there's no Zika. So therefore he says that it's Aser to marry the mother, which is going to say that even in a case where there's more than one. Says Gemara, Vaha, ki pligi betray pligi. We know that that machlokus and the femalef was a machlokus with two, right? Where Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So it wasn't just Shimon. It was when there was two. So how could you say it means even one? It said that machlokus is about two. And when there was Shimon, then took the sister. And then they said, hold on until the other one, right? So what are you going on over here? And saying even by one, it sounds like it would be only by a case of two. Kamar Taka says, you're right. Ela Iyamar. Again, Havamina Mechaim, I would have said that the Yavam is only going to be usher to marry the mama, the Yavama's mother, when Mechaim, when she's still alive, when she's like waiting over there, and you have this Zika going on. Avala Acher Misa Pakala Zika. So the Zika is gone, now she can go in and marry the mother. Kamash Malah interviewed her there first, telling you that even after she dies, still it's going to be usher to marry the mother. The Zika Bechidi Lo Paka. This bond, the Zika, doesn't just go away after she dies. Now we bring up the same thing we brought before as a kasha and Rav Huna. We bring it to maybe to be Messiah for of Yehuda. Lema Messiah, let's say the Mishnah that we said before, it's found on Mem Tes. Yevimto Shemesa Mutter Bachosa. The Yavama dies and he's mutter to marry the sister. So what do you see? Bachosa in. Only the sister, Be'ima lo, but not with the mother, because we still see the idea of the Zika. Says Gemara, no, who didn't feel Be'ima, even the mother. If I did the Tanarisha. Since the Reisha said Ishto Shemesa Mutar Bechosa Davka Bechosa Avol Be'imalo, that if one's wife dies, as mutar to marry the sister, that's only with the sister, but not with the mother. So the Havila Yisur Daraisa, that's the Daraisa. Tana Nami Sefer Mutar Bechosa. Therefore, it says also in the Sefer the Bechosa, but it also means the mother. That is going to be mutar to be with the mother as well. So not a raya for a Yehuda, not a Misayeya. Okay, my friends, we're certainly not done with the sugya, but we're going to stop for now. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.